The Kraft Foods Company, makers of Kraft quality foods, presents Harold Perry as the Great Gildersleeve. The Great Gildersleeve is brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company, makers of the wonderful new Kraft Deluxe cheese slices everybody's talking about. Have you discovered this marvelous new way to buy cheese in slices? Kraft Deluxe slices are different from any sliced cheese you've ever had in your life before. They're perfect slices, cut, wrapped, and sealed by Kraft. A little later on, I'll tell you all about the amazing new Kraft Deluxe cheese slices. The lights are beginning to twinkle silently in Summerfield. The quiet of eventide has settled over the Great Gildersleeve's household. In fact, the water commissioner has just had a quiet shave.
Oh, singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. What a wonderful feeling. I'm happy again.
Well, perhaps it's more quiet in Leroy's room. So quiet there, either. Let's try Birdie.
Well, it's can night again. Bombs away!
Well, let's try the parlor. Must be quiet somewhere in the house.
Just think, Marge. In 2 weeks, we'll be man and wife.
Oh, Bronco, isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. Today I got our reservations at Honeysuckle Lodge.
Did you get the bridal suite?
Did I? I got the bridal suite for the sweetest bride.
Oh, Bronco, you say the nicest things.
Yeah, that's a funny thing, Marge. Until I met you, I could never say things like that.
Oh, now, Bronco.
No, I mean it. I used to be practically tongue-tied. But now I come out with some real gems.
Well, good evening, children.
Hello, Auntie.
Oh, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. Stepping out tonight?
Oh, no, I'm just going to the Jolly Boys meeting. What are you kids up to?
I'm taking my honey to Honeysuckle Lodge.
What?
Another gem, Marge.
Oh, Bronco.
Oh, brother.
Uncle, Bronco and I have reservations at Honeysuckle Lodge.
You have? Bridal suite, I suppose.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a wonderful honeymoon, Unky. We want to spend some time at Lake Cherokee.
Yeah, and Marge, I think we should take in Stone Quarry Falls. And as long as we're that far, why not go on to Summit View?
Oh, could we, Bronco?
Oh, why not? And then we could drop on down into Wolf Creek Valley.
This doesn't sound like a honeymoon. It sounds like a Lewis and Clark expedition.
Unky's right. We couldn't possibly go to all these places in a week, Bronco.
No, we couldn't afford it either. Unless we took a house trailer.
Oh, fine. We spent our money for a house trailer. We couldn't afford to take it anywhere.
Well, instead of going to Lake Cherokee, you could park it up by the Summerfield Reservoir.
Oh, Unky.
Marge, maybe we'd better shorten the itinerary.
Yeah. If you're like most honeymooners, I guess you won't remember much of the scenery anyway.
Well, no matter what else we have to give up, I'm going to Lake Cherokee. I want to wear my new bathing suit.
Oh, yes, the luminous pink job.
Marge, if we can go to Lake Cherokee, we can go to Summit View. I've always wanted to see four states at once.
Well, I'm going to Cherokee.
Well, I'm going to Summit View.
Well, I'm going to the Jolly Boys. Guess I'm not late for the meeting. It looks like the friendly neighborhood druggist crossing the street. Hello, Peavy.
Well, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. What can I do for you this evening?
Yeah, but Peavy, you're closed.
Well, if your purchase is big enough, I'll go back and open up.
No thanks, Peavy. You're not going to get any of my money tonight.
Yeah, I can wait.
Well, there's the judge.
Bonsoir, monsieur.
Good evening, Judge.
Hello, Horace. Thanks for holding the door open.
Not at all. Entrez-vous, monsieur.
Sounds as though the judge ate a French dinner tonight.
Matter of fact, I did. Somebody has to give a little tone to this club.
You know, you've made us quite distinguished, Horace.
Thank you, Gildy.
We're the only club in town with a French goat.
Now, Gildy.
Well, Chief and Floyd are here.
Hi, fellas.
Hello, Commissioner.
Hey, Commissioner, the Chief and I got a great idea.
Oh?
Commissioner, how'd you like to have the jolly boy singing Oh, Promise Me at your niece's wedding?
My, my.
Well, thanks, Chief, but we're having a soloist.
Well, what's wrong with four soloists singing together?
Yeah, well,
Yeah, and me at the organ.
That did it. Sorry, Floyd, but all the arrangements have been made.
Well, if we can't sing at the wedding, Commissioner, how about singing at the reception?
Well, I planned to have Irving Hotstetter and his Hepcats playing in the parlor, but I could save a little money there.
That's a capital idea, Gildy. Let's rehearse something appropriate.
Well, they'll be leaving on a trip. We could sing Coming Around the Mountain.
Yep. Healy, that'll never do.
It should be something about a honeymoon. A joyful number for a joyful occasion.
Oh, look who's talking about honeymoons. He ain't never been on one.
Floyd, he's touchy about it.
The only song we know with honeymoon in it is By the Light of the Silvery Moon.
Yes, in fact, that's one of the few songs we know.
Yeah, well, let's try that then, huh? Hit it, Floyd.
Coming up, Commish.
By the light of the silvery moon, I wander spoon, till my honey I've grown, lost to keep a shining throne. Your silvery beams will bring love a dream.
Makes me want to go on another honeymoon.
By the way, Gildy, I've been meaning to bring this up before the group. What can we jolly boys give Marjorie and Bronco for a wedding present?
Wedding present?
You mean our singing ain't enough?
Yeah. Oh, no, Floyd.
Gentlemen, I think the jolly boys would be remiss if we didn't make a suitable presentation to the niece of one of our most beloved members.
Judge, you touch me.
Looks to me like we're all going to get touched.
Floyd.
Yeah. Give us a little hint, Gildy. What do they want?
Well, the little family is buying the children silverware, and Aunt Hattie's sending them an electric blanket.
Well, I imagine a young couple just starting out can use almost anything.
Yeah, when me and Lovey got back off our honeymoon, we were flat.
Say, that reminds me, fellas. Marjorie and Bronco want to go to a lot of places they can't afford.
Oh?
Just this evening, they were wishing they had a house trailer.
Oh, them house trailers cost a lot of dough.
Yeah, but we could rent one, fellas. I'll bet Sam, the trailer man, would rent us one cheap.
Somehow, a rented trailer doesn't sound like something Emily Post would recommend as a wedding gift.
Well, she doesn't have to know about it.
I think it's the very thing, fellas. Believe me, there's nothing they'll appreciate more. All in favor, say aye.
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 I don't know.
Neither do I.
Age before beauty, Judge.
Thank you, Judge.
Nice of the jolly boys to kick in $5 apiece, wasn't it, Horace?
Most generous. Is this Sam's place, Gildy?
Yeah. See that sign, Judge? Sam Horn, we blow about our trailers.
Floyd and Phoebe weren't very enthusiastic about the trailer idea.
Well, it happens to be exactly what Marjorie and Bronco want, Judge.
Gildy, these look pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt if we can rent one for our $25.
Now, Judge, you leave everything to me. Anytime the water commissioner can't outsmart a used trailer dealer, I'll toss in the sponge.
Say, this one looks nice.
It does, doesn't it?
Look, Gildy. Shower, stove, refrigerator.
Cute.
Good morning.
Yeah, oh, good morning. Are you Mr. Horn?
Well, I'm Sam to my customers.
Well, we could be customers if we get the right deal.
How much does this one rent for, Mr. Horn? It's a beauty.
Judge, let me handle this, will you? Sam, what's the rent on this old weather-beaten trailer we're looking at?
It isn't weather-beaten, Gilda.
How much, Sam?
$30 a week.
Sam, I'm Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve.
Glad to know you. Just passing through?
Mm-hmm.
He thinks you're a tourist, Gildy.
All right, Judge. Sam, old man, I'm one of the city commissioners. I'm in charge of water.
Business is good, I suppose. Water's pretty much in demand.
Well, yes. Anyway, I guess it isn't every day that you get a chance to rent a trailer to a city official. Hey, Sam?
No, it ain't. The last city official I rented a trailer to didn't bring it back.
He didn't?
He was the city treasurer.
Very good, Sam. Well, what's the price?
$30.
Mr. Horn, I'm Judge Hooker. The trailer isn't really for Commissioner Gildersleeve.
Well, it's $30 to judges, too.
No, Sam, you don't get the idea. We want to rent this trailer for a young couple to use on their honeymoon.
Honeymoon?
Yeah, my niece.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? I always get sentimental about honeymoon.
I've got him hooked now, Judge.
My son's honeymooning right now.
He is? Well, fine. How much, Sam?
$30. He just wired for money.
You're a hard man, Horn. Well, I chipped in twice, Leroy. But what the heck, it'll be the most appreciated of all the wedding gifts.
Gosh, I wouldn't mind taking a honeymoon myself if I could go in a trailer.
By the time you're ready, Leroy, they'll be honeymooning and flying saucers. Where's Marjorie? I can't wait to tell her.
She and Lover Boy are in the kitchen.
Yeah, I guess Bronco's eating again, huh? Marjorie!
We're in the kitchen, Aki.
We're having a sandwich, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Yeah, so I notice.
I think I'll make a sandwich, too.
How about you, Uncle? It's almost lunchtime.
Thank you, my dear, but I'm too excited to eat. I've got something to tell you.
Oh?
Remember last night when you were talking about honeymooning in a trailer?
Oh, that.
Oh, yeah, we jumped that idea.
Well, I went... You did?
Well, Uncle, I've always dreamed of stopping at nice hotels and sort of living in luxury on my honeymoon.
Yeah, that's the life. Luxury.
Well, luxury's nice, too, of course. But last night you said yourself that you could visit more places with a trailer.
Oh, Marge wouldn't like it, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Well, I just happened to stop by Sam Horn's trailer lot this morning. There was one there with a shower and a refrigerator and a beautiful little kitchen.
Kitchen?
You know, Mr. Gildersleeve, a kitchen is no place for a bride to be on her honeymoon.
Well,
I said to myself, no bride of mine is going to do housework until we get back to the house.
Isn't he wonderful, Uncle?
Yeah, adorable. Well, if you'll excuse me, kiddies.
Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Gildersleeve. What did you want to tell us?
Nothing, Bronco.
Wait a minute, Uncle. I'll go with you. Careful part of my pickle, Uncle.
Oh, thanks, my boy. I'm in one.
Don't worry about the trailer, Uncle. If they don't want it, I use it.
You, Leroy?
Sure. I'll park it out back and use it for a covered wagon. I can get inside and play on shooting Indians through the window.
Well, I might just play with you. I've just been scalped by an Indian named Sam Horn.
We'll be back with the great Gildersleeve very soon. When you're shopping tomorrow, take a long look in your grocer's dairy case. A long look at that new cheese package marked Kraft Deluxe Slices. It's such a neat package, you think at a glance that it must hold a solid block of cheese. Actually, it holds 8 big sandwich-sized slices of cheese. The wonderful new Kraft Deluxe Cheese Slices. Here's fine processed cheese that's cut into generous slices by a marvelous new Kraft invention. Wrapped 8 slices to each neat half-pound package and sealed right in the spick-and-span Kraft plant. Here are cheese slices that are really clean and sanitary. And you can be absolutely sure every Kraft Deluxe cheese slice is perfect. None with dried out edges, no slivers, no broken pieces. But each generous slice is cheese tray perfect. For quick and easy to fix snacks and sandwiches that are really delicious, you can get rich and mellow tasting Kraft Deluxe cheese slices in one of your four favorites: Kraft American, Pimento, Swift, and Sharp Old English brand. Get your favorite tomorrow. And when you see the neat package in your grocer's dairy case, remember, if it's marked Kraft Deluxe Slices, then that's the amazing package that holds 8 perfect, easy-to-separate slices of cheese. Take home a package and see. Once you discover Kraft Deluxe Cheese Slices, you'll never buy pre-cut cheese any other way. Let's get back to the great Gildersleeve. He persuaded the Jolly Boys to rent a house trailer as a wedding gift to Marjorie and Bronco for their honeymoon. Then the water commissioner discovered the young couple had other plans.
Well, we'll just have to get our money back. For some reason, the Jolly Boys didn't like my idea much anyway. Guess I'm just ahead of my time. Say, what's a trailer doing back at Floyd's barbershop? And there's the judge. And the chief on top of the trailer. And Floyd leaning out of the window. Fellas, what's going on? Fellas, stop it. All right, that's long enough. What are you doing with the trailer here?
We're working on it. I persuaded Sam to let us take it and fix it up.
But we're the dwarfs.
Dwarfs?
Tidying up the trailer for Snow White and her Prince Charming.
Well, that's very nice, Judge, but...
Why don't you grab a broom, Commissioner?
Yeah, I'm sneezy, Floyd is happy, the chief is grumpy, and you can be dopey.
Oh, my goodness. I thought you fellows didn't like the trailer idea. And I come down and find everybody working except Peavy.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Peavy, what are you doing in the shower?
I'm not in the shower. I'm in the medicine chest.
What?
Peavy is stocking the chest with sundries.
Peavy, you shouldn't do that.
Well, I'm happy to do it, Mr. Gildersleeve. I brought quite a few items from the pharmacy. Toothpaste, shaving cream, razor blades, Band-Aid.
Yeah, you know how them nervous grooms are when they shave. They need first aid.
How can I tell them the kids don't want the trailer?
We're having a ball, Commissioner.
I've been thinking about this thing, fellas. Maybe the trailer isn't just the right wedding gift.
Are you kidding?
Just come inside, Gildy, and see what we've done.
Well, I must admit it looks very attractive.
Look at the little curtains I tacked up. Dotted Swiss.
Very nice, Judge.
Yes, and I painted the cupboards, Commissioner.
Steel gray.
Some paint we had left over at the jail.
The mirror. I guess everything's ready for the bride and groom.
Fellas, I know how hard you worked, and I hate to have to tell you this, but...
Yes, Gildy?
Well, the kids don't want the trailer.
What? A fine time to tell us.
Yes, Gildy, you were the one who suggested the trailer in the first place.
I know, Judge.
Mrs. Peavy called off her whist party to watch the pharmacy.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Peavy.
What a double-crosser.
Floyd.
Now, fellas, let's remember we're... all Jolly Boys.
Well...
The chief is right. What the heck? Let's forgive and forget. I'm willing. Let's hitch up the trailer, fellas, and take it back.
Don't look at me, Commish. You take it back.
Huh?
I lost enough time from the shop already.
Well, I should be getting back to the office.
But, fellas...
I'll walk with you, Judge. It's time to feed the prisoners.
I think I'll take my sundries and go back to the pharmacy.
I think I'll cry. Into the Studebaker. At least I'll get our money back. There's Sam's place. All right, get this thing in the driveway. Phew, made it. Now, if I can find Sam, he'll understand when I explain to him that things just didn't work out. Sam! Hey, Sam!
Yeah, Yeah?
Oh, there he is. Good old Sam.
What happened, Commissioner?
Well, we ran into a little difficulty, Sam.
Oh?
Yeah, my niece and her groom-to-be changed their minds about the trailer. You know how kids are.
Well, too bad. We'll just unhitch it and forget the whole thing.
Yeah, we'll just forget the whole thing.
There you are. Sorry you can't use it, Commissioner.
Well, so are we.
Goodbye, Commissioner.
Goodbye. Wait a minute, Sam. What about our money?
I said I was sorry.
Sam, you've got to give us our money back. We returned the trailers.
Commissioner, do you give people their money back when they return water?
Well, that's just... That's never happened. Once they take it out of the faucet, I mean... Look, Sam, the trailer's in better shape than it was when we took it. We worked on it. Look there. Dotted Swiss curtains, jail paint. It's an improved trailer.
All right, Gildersleeve. I don't want to get in bad with the city officials. I'll give you your money back.
Fine.
I'll only charge you $5 for the day you had it.
Zeke scalped again. Suggest anything else for the Jolly Boys to give Marjorie. Not after a way I've botched this deal. They're all so down on me now, they probably won't even give the kids a wedding present. Gildersleeve, sometimes you exasperate me.
Hello, Miss Gildersleeve.
Oh, hello, Bertie.
Miss Gildersleeve, you look tired.
Yeah, I am, Bertie. Tired of myself.
Yes.
Sometimes it doesn't pay to carry the ball, Bertie.
No.
When I found out the Jolly Boys wanted to give the kids a wedding gift, I should have let somebody else make a suggestion.
Yes.
I shouldn't have opened my big mouth.
No. Of course, I don't know why Miss Margie didn't want the trailer.
Well, Bertie, they have a right to plan their own honeymoon.
Yes, sir. But if I had a chance to honeymoon in a trailer, I'd take it.
Yeah, that's fine, Bertie.
In fact, if I had a chance to honeymoon, I'd take it.
At this point, I think I would, too.
Hey, what's this about Bertie taking a honeymoon?
Don't worry, Leroy. We're not losing our cooks. You'll get your dinner.
Gosh, he scared me for a minute.
Always thinking of your stomach.
Yeah.
Did Marjorie and Bronco go out?
Yeah, they went down to look at the house trailer.
Oh. They did? How did they know about it?
I told them.
Leroy, why did you do that?
Well, it's a crying shame the way they let you and the Jolly Boys down, and I told them.
Leroy, you shouldn't have done it. Now they'll feel obligated to take the trailer.
Sure. Maybe they'll come back from their trip a day early, and I'll get to use it for a covered wagon. Bye!
If I knew there was something behind this, I better get down to Sam. Keep his big mouth shut.
Oh, hello, Unky. Gee, we think the trailer's adorable.
Hey, this is swell, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Well, that's fine. But, kiddies, you don't have to be nice about it. We've already gotten our money back.
No, Mr. Gildersleeve. We like it. Think of all the food we can store in these cupboards.
And, Unky, the dotted Swiss curtains are so sweet.
Yeah, they were Judge Hooker's idea. He ran them off himself. But let's forget the trailer, huh?
No, sir, Mr. Gildersleeve. We got it all figured out.
Don't you see, Unky? We can spend 2 days at Honeysuckle Lodge.
Yeah, and then take off for all the places we want to see. Follow the open road.
But, Bronco, you said yourself that you didn't want Marjorie to cook.
Well, Bronco has a wonderful idea about that, Unky.
Oh?
Yeah, we're both going to cook.
Oh,
I can't wait for May 10th.
Oh, Bronco, you're going to make the best husband.
Oh, Marge.
Well, I guess that convinced me. Better go give Sam his money back.
And look, Marge, we can get a lot of groceries in this refrigerator.
Yeah, groceries. Sam! Oh, Sam!
You back again, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Yeah, in person. Sam, we'll rent the trailer after all. Here's $30.
$30 for that trailer?
Huh?
That's $40 now, Commissioner.
But Sam...
Well, look at it. Painted cupboards, dotted Swiss curtains, jail paint. Like you said, it's an improved trip.
What a sneaky way to raise rent.
The Great Gildersleeve will be right back. Stop at your grocer's dairy case tomorrow and look for a package marked Kraft Deluxe Slices. It's a neat package. So neat, you'll be amazed to discover it holds 8 big sandwich-sized slices of cheese. Fine processed cheese that's cut into perfect slices, wrapped and sealed by Kraft right after the cheese is pasteurized. Protected by Kraft, every delicious slice is clean and sanitary. Kraft Deluxe Cheese Slices give you a really mellow good cheese, a whole half pound of it, in easy-to-separate slices. For grand snacks and sandwiches in a hurry, get the marvelous new Kraft Deluxe Cheese Slices tomorrow.
Yes, Bertie?
Mr. Horn pulled the trailer into the backyard. You want to see it?
I've seen it, Bertie. I don't know, though. On second thought, maybe I will have another look at it before the lovebirds fly away with it. Come on, Bertie.
Yes. My, that sure is nice.
Yeah. Sweet Jolly Boys did a good job at it, all right. Would you like to look inside?
Yes, I would.
Yeah. Cute in here, all right. All the comforts of home.
It sure has a lot of gadgets. I wouldn't know what to do in one of these.
Really? Very simple, Bertie. I've only been in it a couple of times, and I know what everything in here is for.
You do?
Certainly. Simple. Now, that knob is for the heater. That lever opens the window.
Well, what's all them little handles in that closet?
In here? Well, when you turn this handle, it probably unfolds that bed out there. Now watch.
Oh,
I'm in the shower.
Well, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Well, did I get wet? Every time I turn around, I get soaked.
Well, you're the water commissioner.
You're so right. Good night, folks.
The Great Gildersleeve is played by Harold Perry. The show was written by Paul West, John Elliott, and Andy White, with music by Jack Meekin. Included in the cast are Walter Tetley, Mary Lee Robb, Lillian Randolph, Earl Ross, and Vic LeGrand. This is Jay Stewart saying goodnight for the Kraft Foods Company, makers of the famous line of Kraft quality food products. Be sure to listen in next Wednesday and every Wednesday for the further adventures of The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah, me too. Good night.
Want to put magic in leftover meals? Then have plenty of Kraft prepared mustard on hand. Mustard makes hidden flavors pop right out of leftover meats, adds new life to salad or egg dishes. You can get 2 kinds of Kraft prepared mustard, you know. Salad mustard, mild, delicately spiced, or Kraft mustard with snappy horseradish added. Have both on hand, for when you add a little mustard, you add a lot of tang. Get Kraft prepared mustard.
Join the excitement of Break the Bank on NBC.